第28天
Part C
常考话题
Education and Popular Science
经典图片集 图片一
Candidate A
The picture shows a boy's spare time life. On Monday, he has to play the piano under his mother's watch. On Wednesday, he is forced to practice painting by his father. And on Sunday, he is chased by his father, who carries an armful of textbooks. This is a common scene nowadays we can see in ordinary city families. Childhood should be the most wonderful time in one's life, but it has not necessarily been the case in China for many years. Before the educational reform, everything was focused on examinations, so parents and teachers pushed the children hard for high grades and scores. Fortunately, the educators finally realized the exam-oriented education's deficiency and turned to quality-oriented education. The government has announced there would be no homework for students in elementary schools. People think that the children at last get relieved from the heavy burden. However, this is not the case. Teachers stop adding extra burden on students, but the parents are different. In their opinions, since the school education is not as strict as before, they have to do it by themselves. And since it's quality-oriented, they want their children not only to excel in their study, but also to learn other things well. Piano, painting, English, calligraphy, all at the same time, regardless of the children's own interest. The children are under greater pressure than before, and even busier. Some of them are so overworked that they even don't have enough time for sleep. Such education is really unhealthy and even harmful. The parents indeed need to rethink it carefully.
Candidate B.
As far as I know, most children are unable to bear the load from their parents' high expectations. More and more students are suffering from stress and psychological disturbance. This really needs attention from the government and the parents. Childhood is childhood, which means they should have enough time to play, to explore the nature, and to get familiar with the society. Confining them within the four walls of the room all day is of no good at all.
图片二
Candidate B
The picture is a simple map of the solar system. The center of the system is the sun. It is a star and by no means distinguished, and modern astronomers class it as a yellow dwarf. It seems splendid to us only because it is relatively very near to the Earth. We know there are many stars that are at least a million times more luminous than the sun, but they're too far away, and we need to use telescopes to see them. Of course, we can see some stars at nighttime, but they appear only as tiny points of light because they're so far from us. The sun is a big, hot ball. Even at its surface, the temperature is about 6,000 Celsius. And inside the ball, the temperature is over 10 million degrees. As the center of the solar system, the sun is surrounded by 9 planets. They all move round it. Our Earth is one of the planets. It completes one circuit in 365 days. Among the other 8 planets, the Venus is the nearest to us. It is almost the same size as our Earth, too. Our Earth has a natural satellite, as we all know, the Moon. It moves round our Earth and reflects the sun's light at night.
Candidate A.
Men have always wondered whether there is life on Mars. Till now, we only know that Earth-like people do not live on Mars. Earth people need oxygen to breathe. There is almost no oxygen on Mars. Living on Mars would be like living on a very high mountain. There would be little air. It might be 50 degrees above zero at noon and 100 degrees below zero at night. But men have dreamed of going to the Mars. And I believe this will come true one day.
经典短文
What are the uses of the computer? What are the uses of the computer? Many laymen have an exaggerated picture of what computers are capable of. Sometimes computers are called electronic brains, and this is confusing because no computer so far built can compete with the human brain in all respects. Let us take a look at the applications of computers in commerce and industry. Today, I shall discuss three of the main areas, and I shall give some examples of each. Firstly, clerical work. Computers are very good for handling repetitive clerical work efficiently. An example is the widespread use of computers in handling payrolls, that is, paying employees. Details about each employee, such as his salary, tax code, etc., are fed into the computer. The computer makes the necessary calculations and prints out a payslip. Secondly, we have the use of computers in information systems. The most successful use of these is perhaps the use of computers by airlines to control seat reservation and provide information about flights. The main computer store for an airline company has a constant record of the details of every flight, including the number of seats available and the names of passengers who have already booked. Thirdly, the computer as an aid to design planning. An example has to do with predicting the cost of a design if one were planning to build a road. One could take a series of photographs of the area. From these, the amount of rise and fall of the landscape can be analyzed to within a few inches. This information can be fed into a computer, along with details about what different areas would cost to buy, etc. From all this, the computer can be programmed to work out the cheapest route between two points.